Joining me live in studio is Violet Sanderson, administrator for the town of Afton. Good morning, Violet. How are you today?
I'm great, Duke. Thanks for having me.
Hey, absolutely. Appreciate the updates once a month on what's happening with the town of Afton. And the Star Valley Independent had a couple stories in this week, one of those being the arch. It was lit for the first time in quite a while. Last winter, right?
It was last winter. So for the Parade of Lights, we went ahead and lit up the arch, and we turned those lights on at the Parade of Lights. It was kind of the kickoff to the parade, and we just had such a great community support with that, and so many people that were, you know, so excited to see it lit. And there's a lot of people that want to see it lit year round, and obviously we loved the way it looked at night with it lit up, and the town council would also like to see it lit up year round, but we don't want to see Christmas lights, you know, strung around the arch all year long, you know, through the summer and stuff. So the council is looking into opportunities and or ways that we could potentially light the arch year round without utilizing Christmas lights.
Well, it was really cool to have it back, because that was kind of a tradition that for whatever reason had gone away for a while. So to bring it back, and so I'm not surprised by the response. So so when you look at ways to light it without, like you said, Christmas lights wrapped around it in June and July, I mean, what are some options being considered?
Well, I met with a lighting engineer that's got a couple of ideas. We went to this, I don't know if some of the residents might have seen us standing out there on Friday night. It was a little chilly, but looking into some options with maybe some flood lighting and or potential LED lighting that can be woven within the antlers and not around them. So that way they're not as visible during the day, but can still put off a great glow at night. So, and we're also looking into the idea of, or the options as to if we can light the star or light the arch different colors throughout the year for different, you know, holidays and things like that. So
very cool.
Yeah. So we're just looking at options currently to see what's available out there, and if it's something that we want to move forward with doing and it's feasible for the town.
So at this point, I'm assuming you're still planning on having it lit in some way for the light parade in November.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's no way we want to go without doing that. So, in working with a lighting engineer, it's potentially an 8-week turnaround time for anything that we might be able to put on there. And as you know, the Parade of Lights is going to be coming that Saturday after Thanksgiving, so we don't have a lot of time. So it's probably something that we're going to be doing in the spring. So if we do light it up year round, it's going to probably happen later than this Parade of Lights event, but either way, we'll still, you know, kick off the Parade of Lights with starting the lighting of the arch.
Cool. Once again this morning, joining me live in studio is Violet Sanderson with the town of Afton. Speaking of lighting, the star on the hill sounds like it's going to be getting a makeover.
So the council is also looking into opportunities, or the town is looking into opportunities and ways that we can revamp the star. So the star obviously was previously not lit. I think they had gone up there to try and light it a few years ago. Star Valley Good Samaritans, I think, was part of that, along with Tyson Balls and his class at the high school, and they did a great job. But for whatever reason, what was put up there just wasn't as concrete and didn't work out as well. So most residents see, you know, a small portion of the star lit occasionally, and it's come to the point where we want to see it lit all the time, you know, as often as we can. And so that's another area that the council is looking into lighting opportunities.
Violet Sanderson with us in studio this morning. Big event coming to Star Valley, specifically Afton, next week, state cross country, all classifications. There's going to be a lot of buses, families, a lot of influx of people for this event next weekend.
There is. There's going to be a lot of runners. There's going to be a lot of family members, spectators. So we would just encourage people, residents in the town, to be aware that we're going to have a lot more traffic come Friday and Saturday of that. Of next weekend. We are so excited to have state cross country here. It's going to be hosted at the Star Valley View Golf Course, and we're able to do that because Bryce Burton, our golf course director, takes such great care of that golf course and makes it look nice, and that's why I think people want to come here for these events.
And also, I understand a workshop that the council is going to be holding for local businesses as well. Tell us about that.
We are. So the town council has scheduled a workshop, a special meeting workshop, for the purpose of accepting public comment pertaining to how the town of Afton could better help and support local businesses. And so the council has invited business owners and the public or any of those interested to come to the special workshop meeting, which is scheduled for November 12th at 4 p.m. So that's going to be held an hour before our regular council meeting on November 12th. So we would encourage anybody to come. If you're not able to make it to that 4 o'clock time, feel free to give me a call at the town if you have any concerns or ideas or questions. And that way I can relay those to the council throughout this workshop.
Town of Afton with us this morning, Violet Sanderson, administrator with the town. Anything else, Violet, you wanted to mention this morning?
The only other two items that I would like to mention is just to remind people that we're getting into that time of year when snow's going to be flying. So we need to make sure that all residents and our business owners have any items or vehicles out of the right-of-way, because when that snow comes, we got to find a way to put it. And when we're plowing, it mostly ends up in the right-of-ways, and we'd hate to bury anything and or have an issue with the snow plows not being able to get through. And then just another mention of our no-dig ordinance that takes effect as of November 1st. So no digging in the right-of-ways.
All right, Violet Sanderson and the town of Afton in studio this morning. Thanks, Violet. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Duke.
It's all part of the weekday wake-up, Swift 98 and The Spur.